Well, aloha. Aloha and blessings, divine ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big, bold, and erupting island of Hawaii. And you are listening to The Road to Happy. First of all, let me bring you in. And yes, there is wind at this moment. Trade winds are kicking up this weekend. I still have not located my... All right. Mini Marshmallow, our largest cat, has just jumped into my lap wanting to be part of this. Asks for refocus, rejuggling of equipment. But anyway, still haven't located my wind mic. So let's just invite wind in. We've got lava, 10-minute car ride behind me. Kilauea is erupting. We are in day three right now, and I will be putting some information and my live videos. Oh my goodness, Marshmallow, your claws are razor sharp. And off he goes. But I will be putting up some scientific information, better photos than I can get from the government cameras and those traveling overhead. But putting it up on the newly opened Maya Ananda Facebook. So if you, like me and everyone else here on the island, and the 10,000 plus expected visitors to Hawaii National Park this weekend, yes, quite the rush to see the lava, then join us there on Maya Ananda Facebook. But let me draw you in, because it is just such an amazingly gorgeous day. The sun is shining. We now have Cuddles. Hi, Cuddles. Would you like to say good morning, Cuddles? No, of course not. The sun is shining. Summer really has begun. Rains have shifted. And it's so lovely to sit in the afternoon in the sun, because here in the rainforest, usually by the afternoons, the mists have returned, which again is lovely as well. But, you know, some sun for gardening and so welcome. So here I sit in my lava rock garden. I do have a just scrumptious cup of locally roasted, grown and roasted coffee that I acquire at our local farmer's market. Oh, so scrumptious. And sitting here in the Hawaiian sun, various animals enjoying also the light breezes. And oh, it's just delicious. And I look forward to you joining me here. We are setting ground root. That didn't come out right. We are setting the groundwork for the Happy Heart Sanctuary physical space. And it's the space that I envision that will be allocated sacred space here on the island for you to join me in ritual, ceremony, workshops, or just come by and say hi. Come by for a cup of joe. Put your own face in the sun, and we can have a chat. But right now, let's just take a breath. Lots going on here energetically. Last night especially, just not the most peaceful sleep. I can feel my own body, my energy body. Geiger counter was just a buzz with energy, and I am certain there was earthquakes and tremors somewhere, because that's usually how my body registers them, even if it wasn't enough to shake the house. Noticeably, my energy body was certainly feeling it, plus all of the lava that's pooling into the crater. Lots of energy. Trade winds have shifted, so we've got some wind this morning as well. I mean, we've got it all here. We've got water, you've got air, you've got fire, you've got momentum. This island is alive and breathing, and I'm going to take a little video. I'm just looking to my left, and I don't know, I'm sure there's many magical people out there that also do not pluck your dandelions, as they are just nature's medicine, are they not? All parts of the plant. And I'm sure you know this, root, leaves, all, pretty much everything except the flower, and has medicinal health purposes. But gosh, they're just really pretty. And here the sun is shining, so their little yellow heads are just open and bobbing in the wind. And yeah, I just leave them because it brings me joy. And yellow, if you didn't know, is the color of joy and clarity, both of those things, which I find interesting. If you're studying for something, put some yellow around you. Wear yellow. If you're in a yellow room, it helps you to focus. And as I said, the color of joy, the color of opening, just a sunny, sunshiny, beautiful color, isn't it? So I'm going to take a little video to put up on the Instagram. Priestess Maya Ananda, you can find me there. And I had this idea this morning as I was sitting in my meditation and prayers, to me both the same thing. Oh, this tangent thought popped in my head, but I'm not going to go there because then I'll get lost in my tangent. Oh my goodness, a beautiful monarch butterfly, or its cousin thereof, looks just like a monarch. I don't know, I'm sure someone out there is like, there's no monarchs in Hawaii. But it looks like it, so I'm going with it. But just fluttered by, and that comes perfectly in time with our theme of today of just transformation and evolving. And I lost where I was going. See, oh, this grand stage of shifting. yes, beautiful time in a woman's life when you're just letting go of your monthly cycles. But what comes instead is these blank spaces in your head. It's really challenging to bounce back once you leave a thought. So, you know, I know there's many that understand. So we're all in this space together. I make no apologies. It's just adapting and shifting to a new space in life. That is what it is. And embracing it, embracing all. When we fight against something, especially something that's not going to listen to you, asking it to stop, that's when stressors appear in our bodies. So it's just best to grab on and gently go for the ride. Marshmallow is circling again. Okay, you don't need cuddles right now. Please, my lap right now is for my equipment. I don't need a 25-pound cat with nails on my lap. Can you go somewhere else, Marshmallow? This cat is the largest of our crew, and he is the biggest chicken and the biggest baby. He constantly wanting cuddles and attention and thinks that he's like less than a pound. So I love you. Go do something right now. There you go. Go lay on the ground. So let us focus. As I remember saying, there is so much here on the island with water, fire, air. We've got earth. My whole garden is just black with lava rock, and I just adore it because it just screams of transformation. It screams of growth. And if you listened to the podcast yesterday, we were on episode 13 already of season 2. Oh, here's the wind kicking up. Sorry. What we spoke about yesterday was this cataclysm that is the volcano, that is raw earth energy. And where can we invite a bit of that energy into our own life? You know, we just go day after day, don't we? Sometimes getting up and getting stuck into the day, we slam the TV or radio on and just get stuck into the routine with no guide, no anchor, no one steering the boat here, lovelies. If you're just going through your day, you've got to take time in the morning. You've got to set the course in the morning and in the evening. Those are your two anchor times of the day, even if it's 5-10 minutes. And here's the deal. Everyone can create space. You can create. Don't say I'm too busy, because then you're inviting more busyness. Time is an illusion. And the more that we let go of time and clocks, which I know I could just hear the collective groan going, that's not possible. Anything is possible. Anything and everything. So the more that we let go of this sense of the linear time, the more space you invite into your life. Trust me, this works. And when you let go of that rigidness, then you are inviting the universe's wisdom into your life and the pace of the universe, and you will see how much time, how much space is there for you to choose what to do with. So back to the morning and night, your anchors. You've got to spend some time in the morning in quiet, concentration, and what kind of day do you want? Even if it's saying, I would like a calm day, great. But really focus and bring that in. Next step, after you come up with what it is that you want, you need to feel it. You can. This is where we lose track with the mantras. Mantras are great, but if you don't pull it into your energy field and actually feel what that feels like, then the universe has nothing to respond to, because you are an energy being, right? And an energy vibrational universe. So it's looking to anchor into you something. And if you're just jumping into your day in this frenetic, I'm not really happy, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, la la la, then the universe is just going to give you more of that day after day after day, until there's one day that your whole energy system, your body, goes into meltdown. And that's when I'm called in as a hospice counselor to say, what happened? What happened? Now I'm being told I've got 6 months to live. Where did it all go? And I don't want that for you. I have heard it far too many times already in my life. How did I get here? What is going on? Now, don't get me wrong. There is just profound time, chances, opportunity for transformation in those moments when you are faced with the reality that you now have an expiration date, as I call it, because we're all dying in one essence, aren't we? From the moment we take our first breath, we are walking towards our last. There are profound opportunities for change, but why wait? Why wait to that? Why wait for that sort of cataclysm to come into your life? Why not start today? And I really mean that. Like, we put things away and on the shelf of like the forever tomorrows, and we do not have forever tomorrows. So start something in this moment. If this message has found its way to you, then now is the time. And I, as an Aries warrior, am all about that right now, this moment. Doesn't have to be huge. I'm not saying go quit your job and sell your house and like move across the world, even though I did that, but that's okay. There was some extraordinary circumstances which really kicked me into that position, but it doesn't have to be an outward thing. And in fact, it should not be an outward thing. All change must start within. And that is the message of the universe, and a message that I embody in my work. Stop looking outside for answers. Now, I say that slightly, you know, noticing that you are receiving these words. But as you receive them, there's an activation that's happening within your own energy field. All change must start from within. All change. And it can start with something as simple as a yes, I want to change. Noticing the words in your mind. Noticing when you put can't or limitations to something. Embracing the evolving universe, embracing your evolving self. It is enough to say to the universe in this moment, at this time, yes, I embrace change, or yes, I choose differently. Pick the word that suits you in this moment, but just ground that into this moment. Don't just blah, blah, blah while you're doing the dishes and you kind of toss it about. You really have to take that moment. And it can be just that. But it's a moment of clarity, a moment of seriousness to ground into the earth. Really be present. Sink into your heart space. Do not, you cannot make these type of changes in your head. If you're making lists and going back and forth between blah, 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 that is not where profound change occurs. It occurs in your heart space when your heart and the heart of the universe are beating as one. And that's why I end this, don't I? From the heart of the universe, the heart of Goddess, through my heart to yours, we are all one, we are all connected. But there has to be just a couple drops of seriousness there, of clarity, of commitment. I commit to this moment. I commit to something else. I commit to something different. I commit to my own evolution. I commit to joy. I commit to calm for this day. I am a calm being. I am a joyful being. You choose, but choose something. That's the important thing. And make that your routine. As I started out in the beginning, you've got to make your morning routine. Bring in that sense of ritual. You are the captain of your boat. You are. But if you are just sitting in the boat backwards, ignoring the fact that you have both an anchor and a steering wheel and just singing along with your fingers in your ears, then goodness knows where you're going to go, right? And seriously, when we just throw ourselves out of bed, throw on the TV, get tucked into the practicalities of this life, without giving it an anchor, without grounding it with some thought, with some choice, then who knows what you're going to get. Very chatty birds over there. Can you hear? And I kid you not, when we live our life in that way, without an anchor, without a steering wheel, without that commitment of thought, of a routine of our choosing, and bringing in some ritual that isn't turning on Good Morning America and drinking coffee. That's not a ritual. That's a routine that doesn't really get us anywhere. That's part of that sitting backwards in the boat. Yes, chatty birds. They agree. Then days melt into months, melt into years. And then I hear that famous phrase, where did it all go and how did I get here? It just brings such emotion up for me because I have heard it far too many times from people of all ages. Well, they're having a grand debate over here, these minor birds. I was rather surprised to find minor birds here. I think they've rather taken over the world. And they're not the nicest birds, as you can hear. We're having a full-out war over here between the five minas. They're just chirping away. I don't want you to get to that point. I don't want you to be at a point in your life when you go, where did it all go? I should have done something sooner. Today's your day. This is your wake-up call. And that's what Maya Ananda's world is all about, is embracing change within you in this moment. Embracing the life that you want. In order to get to the life that you want, you need to actually think of what is that life. You know, what are you missing right now? Is it joy? Is it fun? Is it purpose? Is it this guiding factor that we've been talking about today? What is it that you feel is missing? So many times as well, I hear joy is missing, happiness, which is why we call this the road to happy. I should call it the road back to happy. Well, anyway, it is what it is. The road to happy. If you think for a moment of the innocence of a child, and if you can go back in your mind to those, to that time when things were just light and fluffy and fun, right? The biggest decision or disappointment was, you know, if there was, I don't know, hot dogs or hamburgers for lunch, or your mom made that favorite dessert. And oh, darn, not she didn't make it today. That's the biggest disappointment. Or your friend wasn't available to play. And how excited you got to maybe go to the beach or go see Nana, or Christmas is coming. That excitement. That excitement. And I talk about this a lot is that energy of excitement. First of all, that is a gorgeous energy of manifestation. Gorgeous. It is the bee's knees, so to speak, in energy to be excited. And for me, in my morning ritual, my morning routine, if I'm waking up blah or just tired, I don't start my day until I sit. And if it takes an hour, then that will be until I get somewhere back to excited. Because it is in that state of excited about your day, something in your day, something that you're planning, that's purpose. And that's your driving force. And when you are in that place of excitement, that childhood innocence, your heart opens and the universe roars and says, yes, yes, I see you. I see you. I feel you. I hear you. Let's go for a ride. And conversely, when you start your day or sit in that space of just, ugh, meh, another day, nothing cool to look forward to, nothing exciting, just more tasks, more running around. I know at the end of the day I'll be tired. I'm tired now. There's no life in me. I feel like I'm spinning around in a circle with no direction. When you're in that space, Divine One, you will continue in that space. There is no magical wand that will suddenly write your path. It has to come from within you. Again, even if it's as simple in this moment as saying, I choose different, and I'm open to receiving whatever it is the universe feels is in my highest ideal, my highest interest in this moment. Just open to that. Trust. Trust the universe has got your back. And if you just open to the wisdom of the universe, open to the wisdom of this moment, without expectations, without forcing something, without disappointments, then things will start to float into your life magically. Magically. Trust me on this. And those are the workshops we will be offering. Part of my homework for myself this weekend is to put some things together, get some courses together, because it is time. Time to guide you with the whispers of the universe on your life path back to that space of happy. And happy, you know, it's not something out there, is it? It's not that $1 million winning the lotto in this huge house. That isn't it. Because you can win $1 million and be in that big house and still be as empty. It has to come from within. Your happiness, you know, that's your heart space. You bring it with you. It doesn't matter where you live, what kind of life you have, what kind of house you have. If your heart is in this state of constriction, if you're just sitting in that boat backwards with your fingers in your ears, you drag your unhappiness with you wherever you go. Yeah, I wish I could share a bit of the sun with you. I'm hoping the sun is shining in your world, in your biosphere. Oh, I have let my coffee go cold. That does not work in my world. I don't know, lots of ice coffee here. And that is just an oxymoron to me. Everything has to be hot, including hot coffee, on a hot day. And watching a honeybee do what a honeybee does on these little, I call them volcano flowers. I will check what they actually are. These little purple pink flowers that just grow everywhere here. Perhaps we have a biologist out there that can shed some light on what they're actually called. But anyway, I call them volcano flowers, and the bees just are doing their thing. So I leave them for them. Plus, they're pretty. Just like the dandelions here. What truly is a weed? That's just a word we give a plant that someone thinks doesn't belong in your garden. There's no such thing as a weed, is there? It's a plant that knows how to grow. And who are we to tell it that it shouldn't? And with that, that is feeling complete. I am Maya Ananda here on the Happy Heart Sanctuary on the big, bold, erupting island of Hawaii. I will be posting a... going to go over to the crater later, put some more videos up on our YouTube channel. So don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Maya Ananda, our new Facebook, Maya Ananda, and Instagram, Priestess Maya Ananda, for lots of volcano eruption updates, lots of suggestions, motivations, whispers of the universe for you to get you along to that path back to happy, to your life purpose, from the heart of Goddess, heart of the universe, to my heart, to yours. We are all one. You just have to believe. Aloha and bye.